Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I also join my colleagues in thanking the delegation for the responses provided so far. Just a couple of points. Yesterday, one of the members of the delegation, when speaking about the issue of withdrawal of nationality and its potential impact on children, mentioned that because the state party is engaging with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, they were not in a position to say much about it. That I understand, as far as that specific case is concerned. But for us as a committee, we are interested in knowing, as a systemic issue, as a policy issue, not specifically on that case, but as a systemic issue, what are the considerations for the purpose of ensuring children's best interests are protected, that decision makers are taking into account when withdrawal of nationality happens. So it's not withdrawal of the nationality of the children that we're talking about in this case. It's about withdrawal of the nationality of the parents. So it has implications for family care. It has implications in terms of separation and a whole range of other issues that come with it, particularly in the instances where the children are actually very young children. So if the member of the delegation can add a few points there, taking into account the reservation that they mentioned about that, the fact that they're engaging with OHHR, that would be very much welcome. The second point that I want to come to, I have also received a number of responses. But again, one point that I want to insist on, if possible, is the impact of the various interventions aimed at reducing institutionalization. As I mentioned yesterday, this is the fifth to sixth combined report of the state party. So I think the conversation moves quite a bit away, not just on the legislation and policy, but also the impact of those legislations and policies on the ground. So the Youth Care Action Program, the Youth Care in Family Structure, the issues that have been mentioned in relation to the role that the IGJ and the Justice and Security Inspectorate that are responsible for supervision, what have been the impacts of those various interventions as far as reducing institutionalization, even preventing the need for alternative care? If there is time, that would be an issue that I would be interested to hear a bit more from the delegation. For Aruba, if possible, there was information in the state party report, and I quote, in July 2020, the Center for Youth and Families has been opened to offer centralized and integrated support to parents in child raising and to the young people in their personal development, end of quote. So again, what has been the impact? If it is premature, because this is July 2020 and now it's February 2022, maybe the state, the delegation member can say it's premature. But I think we would once again be interested to hear on what the impact of this intervention has been, again, to reduce institutionalization, even to reduce the need to have alternative care and so forth. Thank you, Madam Chair. Over to you.